With a new year usually comes a new energy, whether it's hitting the gym or firming up your finances. But it can be hard to keep that energy level for 12 months. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton talks with an author whose self-help book is more badass than be best. And that discussion is next.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening as always. And I hope you're feeling strong to start this new year. I mean, with some energy and some goals. Personally, I hope to reverse decades of behavior merely because it's January of 2019. I know it's not easy keeping a high level of focus for the long haul when pursuing whatever goal or goals you may have. I know I do. That's why we asked a proven badass to join us this week. She's the author of several books, all of them with badass in the title. Her most recent one is formatted so you can open up to any page and get reinvigorated. It's not the type of self-help book you're probably used to.
I find that I learn so much better when I'm entertained, and I figured a lot of people out there would also. And I also wanted to welcome in anybody who really needed the information but who didn't want to touch self-help with a 10-foot pole, which is the way I was in the early days.
Getting amped for changing your personal financial situation. That's our goal for this interview, and it starts now.
Jen Sincero, author of You Are a Badass Every Day.
You're also the author of You Are a Badass, period. You Are a Badass at Making Money. That's the second. What's this third installation about?
This one is sort of the accountability partner, if you will, to the other two books where, you know, you get all motivated when you read them and hopefully feel like you can go do anything and it gives you a ton of stuff to do. But sometimes we sort of slide backwards and lose our motivation. So You're a Badass Every Day is just like bite-sized little butt kickers of motivation and inspiration to keep you going.
It seems like the format, I mean, as I was going through it, I felt like I could almost open it to any page, get my daily reflection, if you will, or my daily badassery, and then I could move on. Is that what the intention was?
Yeah, I didn't, you know, chapters or so last year. I decided to just make this about one off on each page.
Absolutely. And honestly, I have to say that the use of badassery as a word is probably the best thing I've read in a while since, like, Amy Winehouse said in one of her songs. I thought that was pretty good, too.
I like it. Thank you.
Hey, Jen, can I ask you a favor, please? If you have a copy of the book, would you turn to page 67 and just read that? It's three short paragraphs, but I think it's really emblematic of what the book is really about.
Oh, sure. Okay. Do something today that you've been talking about doing forever. Buy a new mattress and get rid of that lumpy old one. Sign up for tango classes. Call your friend who you never see and invite him over. Clean out the shed. Book a trip to South Africa. Quit smoking. File for a divorce. Embrace your foot fetish. Get a puppy. The sooner you change your life for the better, the longer you get to live with those awesome changes. Stop screwing around and just do it already.
That's awesome. I mean, I stopped there. I read it out loud to my wife, and she took the book and started looking through it, too. So I think that's a great example of what is this book is really about. It's about bravery and courage to an extent, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's also about remembering, like remembering that you have a choice, remembering that all you have to do is decide to do something, remembering that you shift your focus and you change your whole life. You know, it's not hard. You just got to remember to do this stuff.
Right. Exactly. And to that point, something I came across in the book, it made me think, was repetition is reality, a phrase that you created for the book. Is that kind of a version of fake it till you make it, or am I misreading that?
No, it absolutely is fake it till you make it. You know, you just keep acting as if, and pretty soon, you know, you'll be standing in that reality. But we also do it in the negative sense, where if you keep telling yourself, I suck at making money, I can't afford it, that will be your reality. So, again, you have the choice on where you want to focus and what you want to keep repeating to yourself, and that's what you will get.
When did you first write You Are a Badass, the first book, and what was your thought process leading to that decision to write the book?
I wrote You Are a Badass in 2013, or it published in 2013, and I actually had the idea for that book many years before I wrote it because I was going through my own transformation, and I was literally reading every single self-help book that would stand still long enough, and I was getting all this great information, but I wanted, you know, and I'm a writer, so I was like, man, I could write the crap out of a self-help book, but mine would be funny and irreverent and use curse words and tell stories, because I find that I learn so much better when I'm entertained, and I figured a lot of people out there would also. And I also wanted to welcome in anybody who really needed the information but who didn't want to touch self-help with a 10-foot pole, which is the way I was in the early days, just super snarky about it, thought it was really cheesy. And I wanted to sort of open the information up to a whole new set of people.
Absolutely. And your audience set, you're right, are used to squishy self-help books and you know, kind of soft around the edges and honestly not terribly motivating. When you decided to write these books, were you thinking specifically of financial success, personal financial success and motivation?
That I would have financial success myself from writing them?
Well, no, I hope that did happen. But what I mean is you were trying to motivate on a personal level, but with a specific angle for financial, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, no, I mean, my transformation was all around money because I was living in a garage when I was in my 40s. So the way I got into this whole world was because of financial stuff. So, you know, You Are a Badass is about all, you know, you can apply it to any kind of transformation. However, the money chapter in that book is twice as long as all the other chapters.
Right.
I was like, and another thing. But then that's why I ended up writing You Are a Badass at Making Money, because I was an expert on what it is to be poor and feel like it's hopeless. And then I got rich. So I really felt like, you know, if my broke ass could get rich, anybody could. So I had to share that information in that book.
Well, there's a core motivation right there. I'm looking also at your book tour. How's the book tour going?
Oh, my gosh. It is so fun. It's amazing. It's going great.
Awesome. And
It really is. I haven't been on the road in a while. And I love connecting with my people.
I'm glad I got you at the beginning of the book tour, because if I call you in about a month and a half, I'm going to ask you how the book tour is going. I bet you'll have a different answer. But I did notice
playing with my lips staring at the wall.
Right, exactly. Right, a little bit of drool cup on the side.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your dates. You're not coming farther west than Dallas, Texas, unless I'm misreading that. Is that true? You're not coming to California?
I am coming to California. I'm going to be there next week.
Okay, good. Okay.
Then actually, I'm going to be there. When the heck am I going to be there? Like on the 11th or 12th?
Oh, I'm looking at your live reading books. Okay, got it. All right. Well, look, my format unfortunately keeps me kind of tight on this, but this has been so much fun. I look forward to finishing the book and sharing it, and hopefully having people buy it from you as well. We're speaking with Jen Sincero, the author of You Are a Badass Every Day, part of the You Are a Badass series. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the book, and I hope we can meet in person soon.
Me too. Thank you so much. This was great.
That was Jen Sincero. She is a New York Times best-selling author, and her new title that we discussed is You Are a Badass Every Day, How to Keep Your Motivation Strong, Your Vibe High, and Your Quest for Transformation Unstoppable. Sincero is a best-selling author, success coach, and motivational speaker who spent more than a decade traveling the world helping people transform their lives and their bank accounts. For links to Jen Sincero's books and other social media, please check the show notes for this week. The article lives online at kgoradio.com, or you can find the links at the bottom of the podcast where the finer podcasts are available. Okay, before we split for another topic, though, I found a video that Jen Sincero shot, and I think it ties into the theme of our interview pretty well. I'm not shilling, I'm not a sponsor or anything like that. I just think that if you or I need that little extra daily boost of badassery, this might come in handy.
I just got the coolest damn thing in the mail, and I wanted to show you. You ready? So this is what we like to call the badass talking button. And when you press it, it kicks your butt. Okay, you ready? So watch how this works.
You can do it! Do what you love. You create your reality.
It's true. It's so true.
Feed fear a suck it sandwich. You are a badass.
Right? So this little button, which looks awesomely like a Malomar, is for sale now.
Again, all the links we use in the show, period, are either online at kgoradio.com or in the footnotes of the podcast.